This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report on Friday, the 4th of March. I'm Lucy Burton. So what will the Federal Reserve make of the US jobs figures? I asked Chris Lowe from FTN Financial.
Look, it depends very much on how they choose to interpret the report, because we got a lot of jobs today. Problem is, it doesn't look like they're very good jobs. And here's what's strange. If you have a tightening labor market, if there's a shortage of people, you ought to see less job growth, more wage growth, and more hours worked, right? Because if companies can't find people, they're going to pay their existing workers more to work longer hours. So what did we get today? We got a huge job increase, a drop in hours worked, and a drop in average wages. It suggests, in fact, that there's still ample people out there to hire. So my sense is we still have to be cautious given the rate of job growth, but at least there's no pressing need to raise rates in March. They can give a pass at the next meeting, probably the April meeting as well, and hopefully avoid raising interest rates until June.
And you touched on it there, but the fact is that wage growth hasn't increased. So I suppose for your average American, all right, the headlines might be good, but the dollar in the pocket isn't.
Well, that's right. And remember, too, what the Fed is trying to do by raising rates now is prevent inflation 3 years from now. And the reason they're worried about inflation is that in the U.S., the unemployment rate is now under 5%. And the fear is that if the unemployment rate goes much lower, we are going to start seeing wage inflation that's big enough to fuel price inflation. But as long as wages are in check, the threat of price inflation is really not very significant.
That was Chris Lowe from FTN. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.4% at 17,006. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.1% at 61.99.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.